Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. We got a packed show, and we're going to start it off. First of all, before we go to Zach Nagy, the Saints did make it sort of official that Tyler Shuck would be the starting quarterback this coming Sunday as they play the L.A. Rams, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL at 3 p.m. There is no good time to start a rookie quarterback. Yeah, I know Bob said, let's maybe wait till the break or play him against Carolina, but we both agree there's no real good time for when you're going to hand the baton off. And so this coming Sunday, Tyler Shuck will be the starting quarterback for the Saints, be given an opportunity. And one thing I can say, the last couple of times the Saints have played the Rams, Matt Stafford has carved them up. And we'll see with Tyler getting his opportunity, first time as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. We'll talk a lot more about that when we get into our number two. But in our number one, we want to welcome Zach Nagy from LSU Sports Illustrated. And I know, Zach, you ain't had nothing to do for the last 72 hours, right?
Hey, Mike, first of all, man, I appreciate you for having me on. As always, it has been one of the most stressful, let's say, 24 to 48-hour stretches in quite some time. But nonetheless, man, we got a lot to talk about it.
Yeah, I think the big question mark is, who's going to be the guy here that makes that call? Is that going to be more influence from maybe a political standpoint with the governor? We've already seen Jeff Landry get involved with Scott Woodward. How much power will he have in this? Will they assign maybe a middleman, someone like a Virg Ausberry who works at LSU? Will he be heavily involved with the search? Which I think there's a lot of different components to this. Kind of where do you think this lies? Because I asked Ross Dellinger last night, and he was like, I got to really have a good answer. Scott Woodward's name was all over that release, but that doesn't mean he's going to be the guy that's going to be the number one guy looking for the next head football coach at LSU.
Yeah, you're right on the money there, Mike. It's a pretty complex situation when you think about it through and through. Ideally, you'd have a university president in place to help lead that push. But LSU right now does not have that. And they're in the works of navigating that process and getting a higher official. But even when you do that, are you going to have the governor involved? How involved will Scott Woodward be? So I'm kind of on the same page as Ross there, where I wish I could give you kind of a distinct answer. But this is going to be one of those things where kind of time will tell where we go from here. But nonetheless, you'd like to have a university president in place. They're navigating that search right now, and that's something that they'd like to have in place within the next couple of weeks so they can continue trying to move on with this process while this national head coaching search kind of picks up.
Yeah, I think within the next week and a half, we'll have an answer on the next president at LSU, and he might be a Louisiana guy. Could potentially be one of even Bayou boys, because I know he's up for the job also. But he got a job not in McNeese State, so Ray Roos is doing pretty good there. Zach, the big reason I brought you on was a lot of people hitting on different topics on the coaching search, and that'll play out in time. But why I asked you is, for a lot of people, they don't realize what this is going to do for the 2026 recruiting class. And it's the intrigue here is that high school young man, his connection a lot of times isn't necessarily to the head coach. He may get to know the head coach through a period of time, but his connection is an assistant coach. Who the hell knows who any of these assistants are going to be kept by a new head coach anyway? So sort of explain that. And so far, you have 17 commitments. Here's the craziest thing in the world. You had a young man from Tioga who I really like. I think he's a heck of an athlete, who had been a verbal commitment to Louisiana Tech at wide receiver. But I've seen him play all over the board. He played corner, he played safety, played wide receiver. He was a quarterback. He was a running back. He returned punts and kicks. He was a great track athlete, played basketball. He goes to the game. He hears all this hoopla. He sees LSU get the stuffing kicked out of them and everything. Brian Kelly gets fired Sunday. He commits to LSU on Monday. You talk about brand. That's one of the craziest recruiting gigs you hear in your life when you think about kind of how that got down for him to commit to LSU. But in holding this class together, which Zach looked to be maybe the best Louisiana class that Brian Kelly had recruited, him and his staff, since he's been at LSU, how are you going to be able to hold this class together?
Again, I think it's $1 million question, and I love the story that you brought up about Kervin Johnson, because this is a guy who did commit less than 24 hours after Brian Kelly was fired. And look, Brian wasn't necessarily one who was specifically hands-on in the recruiting aspect of things. He kind of delegated a lot of power in that regard, whether it's Donovan Tate, et cetera, really taking a hands-on approach there. So when it came to Kervin Johnson, he knew that once he got that official offer, it was go time. This was where he wanted to be, no matter who the shot caller in Baton Rouge was. He wanted to be in the purple and gold. So he immediately popped once he got a committable offer. And now he joins that 2026 recruiting class after flipping from Louisiana Tech. But nonetheless, you got some big fish in this class. Lamar Brown, obviously the number one prospect in America, right down the road at U-High in Baton Rouge. Richard Anderson, a top five defensive lineman in America, really one of your blue chippers, man. Edna Carr Proud, right down the road in New Orleans, a guy that they're going to be looking to keep on board here. But Mike, for you, I'll tell you this. LSU is a program where you commit to the program and not necessarily to the coach. And you could say that about a lot of different programs, but it's different in Baton Rouge. So, yes, you're going to want to make sure that you know who these assistant coaches are. And certainly, these guys will have an idea of who it'll be once that early signing period in December inches closer. But the main story here is that when you commit to LSU and you're a Louisiana guy, you know that's where you want to be. And so I think we'll start to see a lot of these things start to trickle down over the next couple of weeks. But I have a good feeling about a lot of the Louisiana guys. Of course, your out-of-state guys is who you want to keep tabs on, like a Bryson Cooley, who's right down the road in Mississippi. He has Mississippi State pushing for his commitment, et cetera. It's going to be tough to keep the entire class intact, but you want to lock down the state of Louisiana, importantly, and really try to make sure that these Bayou State guys remain home and ultimately put pen to paper during the early signing period in December.
Goes to show, Zach, how brand LSU is. And I put the numbers to this. Since 2018, LSU has had 60 players drafted into the NFL since 2018 draft. You know how many of those guys are from out of state of the 60? You want to take a guess?
I mean, I couldn't even tell you, man. It's got to be less than 10, right?
28.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about that. 32 guys from the state of Louisiana and 28 guys from out of state. That goes to show you the brand LSU is, not just in the state of Louisiana, but if it's Mississippi, Texas, Panhandle of Florida, Georgia, all over. It was amazing. I had to look at the numbers twice because I didn't quite believe it too, but it goes to show you how LSU's outreach is. And that to me was staggering, that 28 of the 60 draft choices were not from the state of Louisiana.
It's remarkable. And it goes to show you that once you put kind of that border around the state, that you're going to be in a good position. And we saw Brian Kelly do a good job of that during his time here. And there's a reason why we're talking so prominently about this, is that you want to make sure that these Louisiana guys stay really in Louisiana. But you have to develop these guys. And over the last couple of years, we haven't necessarily seen too much development. And so now you do a coaching change and you bring in some assistant coaching changes. And you start to get your guys in Baton Rouge, but you want to elevate them to a higher status. And that goes to show what you were saying before is so important. Because, yes, you lock up the state of Louisiana, but you also had coaching staffs in the past that were extremely successful in developing their players. And there's a reason why they were kind of going to the next level and shining. We've seen that. Justin Jefferson, a three-star, going out there, one of the top wide receivers in the league. So, yes, you want to continue to dominate on the recruiting trail, build a wall around Louisiana. And now it starts with kind of locking in this 2026 class, whether it's Richard Anderson, Lamar Brown, et cetera. You want to get these guys to put pen to paper, lock things down, and continue to look towards the future of the program. It starts on the recruiting scene, and I think you're going to start to see a lot of kind of things trickle over the next couple of weeks in order to make sure that these guys do indeed sign with the program.
You brought up the fact of keeping players in the state of Louisiana. I bet they'll have every out-of-state head coach and assistant coach in America hitting Louisiana high school ranks really hard over the next couple weeks. Is can we pry some or maybe a player away from LSU in that time frame? Playing time certainly is a part of it. I talk to a lot of them. They all want to play as freshmen. Not everybody can, but they all want to. Certainly, you know, you have the finances involved with it. But there's going to be a host of them hitting the state of Louisiana to see if they can convince any of those 17 guys, and not all of them from the state of Louisiana, but a vast majority of them are, to get out of the state and try to sell them on their program. Oh, we got our thing in place. I just think it's really difficult. And LSU's not going to be hunting for small game. Okay, this is going to be somebody with credentials. They're going to bring in no assistant coach. None of this. No, people bring up Joe Brady. Joe didn't like to recruit when he was at LSU and openly admitted it. I mean, he's going to be a head coach in the professional ranks one day. It's going to be a head coach with credentials, and it's going to be seeing if they can at least pry a couple of them away. And I agree with you. I think more likely out-of-state guy than an in-state guy.
Absolutely. And it's more important when you look at the guys that are on board right now, like you said. The majority of these guys are in-state. You got some guys like Trenton Henderson down the road in Florida, a couple of Mississippi guys, et cetera. But when you recruit in Louisiana and you recruit specifically for LSU, you make sure that you get these Bayou State guys locked in. I'm intrigued to see who kind of goes on flip watch, because we're certainly in flip season, like you alluded to right there. I've spoken to a couple of different sources surrounding this recruiting class, and a lot of these guys are saying the same thing. I'm 10 toes down on LSU. You've seen Jabari Mack speak to me about that, and he's been excited about what they're doing still within the program. Lamar Brown has gone public with a couple of different things surrounding his admiration for the LSU program. So, yes, the state of Louisiana, it's important. But you also got to make sure to lock in the rest of these out-of-state guys, because you hit the nail on the head, Mike. They're going to try to poach them. They're going to try to flip them. We're around 4 to 6 weeks away from that early signing period in December. It's time to lock things down and make sure that these guys are locked in. Of course, a coaching change kind of shakes things up. But, man, there's so many coaching changes right now across America. I think you've got to start committing to a program and not necessarily a coach.
Zach, you had brought up Lamar Brown, and before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about him because I know the Texas A&M fans, once they kind of took over Death Valley this past weekend, they started up the We Want Lamar chant, obviously referring to Lamar Brown, the U-High five-star kind of two-way player, defensive, offensive lineman. Just want to get your thoughts on his commitment with LSU. Like, obviously, it's an in-state guy. It's a guy that's right down the road from LSU's campus. I don't necessarily think it might be at risk, but that was obviously a bad look on Saturday night with Texas A&M not just taking over Death Valley, but having a bunch of their fans and students chanting, "We want Lamar."
Absolutely. Lamar was there in attendance and kind of witnessed the butt-whooping that occurred there in Tiger Stadium. And nonetheless, this is a guy who, once he committed to the program, he virtually shut things down. Sure, there was a little bit of dialogue between him and Texas A&M. Him in Miami. And it's still ongoing, of course, while you navigate a coaching change of this caliber. I mean, LSU doesn't necessarily do this all the time, so this is one that caught him by surprise, of course. But we're here now. This is a guy who's still verbally committed to the program, one that envisions himself as a Tiger. Down the stretch, he's going to play the social media game. He's good at it, and he certainly keeps LSU fans on their toes. But this is one that LSU is going to continue to keep a foot on the gas for. He's a program changer, like you alluded to there, Charlie. This is a guy who's a two-way star, can play both sides of the ball in the trenches, and one that you got to lock in for the future of the program. So for me, they're going to continue to try to lock him down. The coaching search will be one to monitor when it comes to Lamar Brown and his commitment. But nonetheless, you got to feel strong about where he's at. This is a guy who's envisioned himself as a Tiger, has really recruited this 2026 class as a whole and been vocal as a recruiter in order to piece it together. It'd be hard to see him depart just because of a coaching change when he's always wanted to suit up in Tiger Stadium and play for the purple and gold.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to break you some bad news. I think this won't be the last time we talk about this LSU coaching search and recruiting over the next 4 to 5 weeks. But, man, it's as hot a story as there is on the market nationally now. When I'm getting phone calls from people in Chicago, in Los Angeles, New York, "Hey, come on my show. I want to talk LSU football." Man, it's unreal how, you know, in less than 48 hours, how this has really hit the dynamite button.
Yes, it has, Mike. It's been a ridiculous storyline. Here we are. I'm excited to talk a little bit more about it in the future. I look forward to it. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. Zach Nagy always does a great job covering the LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. We'll come back. We'll have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, another guy. His name is pretty prominent, too, today. John Sumrall, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our phone lines, and it's our Tulane Tuesday segment, is the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate y'all having me. Hope all is well.
Doing great. Coach, you know, you got your name, you know, out there now. You know, that's what winning does. Hey, and you more in the news today than the Charlie, a couple years on this. Los Angeles Dodgers. Charlie hates the Dodgers.
Boo.
That's why I say that. So you got your name out there. You out there more than the Dodgers, you know, in the football world.
Hey, not more today, golly, after that baseball game last night. That's the biggest news out there. They played two games last night.
I'm still drinking coffee, Coach.
Man, that was a wild game. And just you had a feeling it would end dramatically.
Hey, let's not talk about the coaching carousel speculation. Let's talk about the baseball game. They're playing a game again tonight.
Yeah.
They're playing a game again tonight. What are we doing? Like, come on, man. Like, these guys, they're going to need some drugs to be able to go play that game. But anyways.
Yo, Coach, you know what they do? Their deal is, let's hurry up and end this series, and let's give the weekend to college football.
Let's go. Come on.
That's what it's all about. I'm going to get the $18,000 question right out of the bed. When you win, you're going to get attention. Okay, you and your coaching staff, you have won. You're going to get attention. Your name's going to be linked to all kinds of different jobs. And it becomes the circus afterwards. And then you get caught in the vortex. But for a lot of people, they think that the head coach today – now, this wasn't the case probably in the 60s and 70s. You might have had a lawyer – look at that contract and see if everything is right. But now everybody's got an agent. Everybody's got somebody to take care of things that happens away from the field. You have that, you know, even myself. I mean, some of the stuff that comes in for me, I don't handle that. I got somebody else to deal with that particular part. For you, your focus is on winning games, getting teams prepared. Because you know what? As fast as your name is on that list, it can be off. It's all about winning and understanding your job today. And I think you do a damn good job at it.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, I got one job to do, is to coach the Tulane football team. And I have a sign above my door in my office, and it simply reads, coach the team.
Yep.
That's it. And, you know, I appreciate maybe people thinking we're doing a good job. Like, I'm okay with people, whatever, speculation, that's what people want to do. And here's the deal. You're right. I have representation. You know who else has representation now? Our players. Like,
yep.
We're in a different landscape than we've ever been in college football.
Correct.
I met with our team in July. We do a really cool deal here. I do a summer speaker series every Wednesday with our team in the summer. And I had Kellen Moore come talk to the team, Michael Parrington with the Saints come talk to the team who played at Tulane. I had a financial planner come. I had an NFL agent who's got like 25 or 30 players come. And the last guest speaker was me. And I walked in a room the day of the last guest speaker. They didn't know who the guest speaker was going to be. And I walked in. I'm like, hey, guys, we got a really unique guest speaker for y'all today. It's me. And the guys are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give the talk today. I said, here's the deal, man. When things go good and we're winning a lot of games, people are going to talk about where I should go or where one of our assistant coaches. If we're going offense, we're going to talk about where the offensive coordinator should go. I said, hey, you know what? If you play good, just like Darian Mensa played decent last year, they talked about where he should go and get paid more. Like, that's what happens. And so, and I also told them, if every decision I made was about a logo, like I've had Power Four schools offer me their job. I've said, no. If every decision I made was about money, I've had schools offer me more money than what I make at Tulane, and I've still said no. Now, you never know what's going to present, but I look at all of those things after the year, like at the back of the year. we're in the middle of the season. And I think what's gotten a little bit crazy is this carousel, if you will, has started maybe earlier with more jobs than normal before we even hit November. And so I'm not into midseason coaching speculation. I'm into midseason coaching football games. And at the end of the year, players, assistant coaches, head coaches, all of us alike, we then stop, you lift your head up and go, okay, where are we? And that's it. And, you know, I'm a family guy. My family loves New Orleans. I got four young kids that are all in freaking awesome schools. My wife loves it here. Two of my kids were born here. I can promise you this. I ain't trying to run out of New Orleans. I'm glad they don't want to run me out right now. Because in our world, they either talk about, you know, what job you should take if it's going good or how they can get you the hell out if it's going bad. And I'm just glad they want me to stay around for a little while.
Coach, this was late in his life, but I got a chance to talk to Paul Dietzel. Okay, and Paul was the one who won the first national championship for LSU. And, you know, he leaves LSU in the 60s to go to Army after a 9-win season. And he was like, Mike, you know how much I got paid at LSU? $18,500. And he was like, here's the crazy part. I could have bought a 3-bedroom brick house for $18,000 back then.
That?
And he's like, okay, money, okay, it's the equivalent part if somebody was making this and that. But he said, you know, my heart took me to Army because I always wanted to go back there. He said, I didn't realize times had really sort of changed. And I go back there and it doesn't really work out for me. And so I get it, but the cycle happens so fast. And I remember talking to Coach Jenkins about this, and he was like, Mike, you know what it makes you? You say your buddy Bum Phillips used to always say that. There's coaches that are going to be hired and coaches that are going to be fired, and there's no in-between. You either one of the two. You either hired or you fired.
That's it. There's no in-between. And look, we know what we signed up for. I know this. In regards to my focus, we're going to have zero distractions, or at least I am. And I hope our players don't. I've addressed it with our players. When I talked to our players about this topic in the summer, I said, guys, the reason I'm talking about this now is because I didn't do a very good job of addressing it last season. And I said, I don't really have any interest of addressing it during the season, to be quite honest with you, because you know what I want to do during the season? I want to coach football games, and I want to coach the team. And so what I do is – whenever I want to kind of refocus on them, I hope I understand, don't let any of that BS creep into your mind. All I do now is I just tell the team, hey, remember that talk? No freaking distractions, boys. Let's lock in. And because here's the deal. We played 7 football games. We're going to play Thursday night, all right, over in San Antonio. And UTSA, since 2020, their record at home in conference games is 23-0. They ain't lost one. All right? And so – everybody that's worried about this, that, and the third, I'm like, man, what I'm worried about is finding a way to win a game, because nobody in conference play has gone to Texas San Antonio and won a game since 2020 in their house. All right, so that's what I'm worried about. That's all I'm focused on, because we got a tremendous challenge on Thursday night.
You know, Coach, when doing a little bit of research into UT San Antonio, Robert Henry Jr., the running back, just jumps off the screen. Like, unbelievable.
Freaking baller.
868 rushing yards a season, which is third in the FBS. 9 touchdowns on 104 carries. He's just been a load to take down. And he's not the biggest dude in the world, but you just watch him run. He is, like you said, a baller. So just want to get your thoughts on UTSA and kind of slowing down one of the country's leading rushers.
Well, he's a phenomenal player. He went to Jones Community College in Mississippi. Mississippi kid, you know, he's a little over 200 pounds, maybe 5'9" and a half, 5'10" roughly. Great power, but big time speed. He's hit almost 20. He's hit 22.7 miles an hour on a GPS this year a couple times. He's got 4 runs, I think, over 70 yards in the season, which is unbelievable. But for a guy to have that many big explosive runs, but also run with power and physicality, and be such a hard guy to tackle and be a tough runner is unique. You don't see a lot of guys like that. Reminds me a little bit of like Carnell Williams when he played at Auburn. You know, ooh. Cadillac, like the play style. I watch him play, and I'm like, man, he can hit the home run, but he can also hit you in the mouth. And so he's a tough football player. I have a ton of respect for him. He's the best back we've seen so far this year, I think, to be quite honest with you. And that includes the guy at Ole Miss, who I think is a good player. This guy's a real challenge. He's a big-time player, man.
And then, Coach, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you, I know that we had talked last week about the mini bye and how you like the extra couple days where it's not a full, you know, 14 days off. It's basically 12. So just kind of wanted to get your update on what you worked on throughout fixing throughout this mini bye.
Yeah, so really you take a day and you kind of a day and a half, really, and you kind of self-reflect on, all right, what are we doing that's going really good? What are we doing that maybe needs improvement, and how do we close that gap? And so I think offensively we got to finish in the red zone better. That was a big emphasis for us. We've moved the ball up and down the field offensively in between the 20s. We just hadn't converted touchdowns as much as we need to in the red area. And then defensively, I think back-end communication has been a little bit, you know, loose. I don't think we've been quite as dialed in on some coverage details that we need to address. And those are probably the two biggest things football-wise, structurally, that we've had to kind of like zero back in my opinion, to be able to take the next steps forward and really just play a complete game. You know, we've had moments where we've looked like a really good football team in every game. And then we've had moments in every game where I'm like, man, this team's just not quite clicking. And so it's how do we start to play our best football at the back end of the year? I mean, to be able to not feel like we've maximized who we can become and be 6-1 is there's some positives there. But I'm still very urgent and kind of on edge about like, guys, let's play the best version of football we can play and let the chips fall where they may. But let's go play to our standard and play at the maximum level we can play at.
Coach, two quick ones for you. How many times have you played in the Alamo Dome? And secondly, when you look at things defensively for UT San Antonio, kind of give us a little bit of a breakdown of how they play defensively. You talked about the explosive running back, and man, he is a jet. And you compared him to Cadillac Williams. Man, that's big time when you do that sort of thing. So a little bit on them on the defensive side, the football, and how many games have you coached in the Alamo Dome, or have you?
Yeah, I've coached there once, 2012, I believe. Larry Coker was the head coach there at the time. I was the co-defensive coordinator here at Tulane. We lost the game 14-3, I think, or 14-7. Very low-scoring game. I know we gave up two defensive touchdowns. One of them I'll never forget as long as I live. They hit a power-0 run for about 50 yards on us that split us that I still have nightmares about. But, you know, their defense, well, I'll tell you, is, man, they're always big up front. They always got big D linemen, and both linebackers were power four transfers. One of them was from Alabama as a transfer. They got big athletic looking linebackers. Secondary's good. Well coached. They've done a good job. Had the same defense coordinator for a couple years there. We played them. We played UTSA in 2022 when I was at Troy in our bowl game. And it was one of those physical, tough, grinded out games. We beat them 18-12. And man, they look the same on defense. They're big and they're athletic, and they're one of the most impressive teams on video, on film, athletically in our league. Like, they're in that upper tier. Their record doesn't really indicate maybe how talented I think they are. They're 3-4 in the year, but man, I watch them and I'm like, man, these guys could be the top of our league easily off of the players they have.
Coach, I'll end it with this. This was a couple years before he left, but Frank Wilson, who's now the interim coach at LSU, he's head coach at UTSA. And he tells me, yeah, man, Mike, you got to see, I got a big defensive end kind of slash outside linebacker. You got to take a look at it. I think he can play in the NFL. I said, what's his name? He says, Marcus Davenport.
Womp, womp.
Yep.
I didn't realize he'd end up being a first round pick with the Saints.
How about
and man,
that?
On the
yeah.
hoof. Oh, he looked it. Yep. Oh, my God, he looked it. Now, he's always got an injury or two, but man, did he look the part?
There ain't no doubt about it. They always got dudes, man. They got some good players. Texas got good football. We got to go on the road and win in a place, like I said, that nobody's won in conference play in a long time.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Wishing you the best of luck this coming Thursday night as you play UTSA and in the Alamo Dome. Best of luck to you, Coach. Talk to you next week.
Thank you all. Roll away.
Thanks, Coach.
That was Tulane head football coach John Sumrall. And our Tulane Tuesday segment with Coach is brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. We know you can't always listen to an entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easy to listen when you want, how you want. Listen to this show and all our WWL time-shifted podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We went a little bit long with Coach Summerall. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of sports talk on the Big 870 WWL. I want to thank Zach Nagy doing a great job covering the LSU football beat. And also, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.